A tiny little introduction to digital painting. Digital painting is such a wonderful thing that it will let you start with hyperrealism. And what an amazing thing, learning by painting perfect portraits on day one. Use open source Krita and watch a few beginner tutorials. Get a $40 to $70 pen tablet, preferably with the pen tilt feature. Tilt means that when using a virtual chisel tip marker, the tip will actually rotate as you fidget with your pen. Please read the pen and tablet product description carefully. Make sure that it ships with all the features and does not require a questionable hardware upgrade. When you do your drawings, you deal with a concept of image layers. Personally, I go crazy with it. I put all the features of the face on separate layers. Seasoned artists may not actually do that, which lets them create one layer for shadows, another for highlights, nice, simple, and easy. On top of that, Krita has a useful and simple-to-use image references tool, which lives in its own world above your standard layers. If you are like me, with all this art talk, you may think to yourself, but I can't even draw a stick figure. I absolutely feel the same way. In school, when we started stick figures in first grade, I did my stick figure without arms because I got excited about the smiley face and just forgot the freaking arms. The teacher looked at me in shame. And from that point on, I knew teachers were actually useless. Krita's image reference layer will project a reference image on your canvas. So take a selfie, use the image reference tool to load it, and stretch it across your entire canvas. Be sure to set the opacity to 20 or 50%. Now, use the airbrush to paint through the image reference layer onto your canvas or stack of layers. See, it's like using an office projector on a wall. It tells you where everything goes, and there is no way you will forget arms. Now, the color picker will not pick colors through the image reference layer. It will only ever sample the colors from the reference image you stretched over your canvas. So not only do you have perfect shape reference, you also have access to the exact colors you need in the spot that you need them. The color is not impacted by the transparency of your reference layer. There is no simpler, faster, and more pleasant way to study color and shape than intimately working with reference photos. And finally, make sure your reference photos have really good resolution. A quick way to verify resolution is to check if you can see separate eyelashes in your reference photo. If you can see them, then you can learn how to paint them right.